All right, everybody, let's go. Welcome.
I'm sorry, I'll start over. That was gay. LGBT pride. Welcome to episode 31 of the Nerdcast podcast, not your regular dialogue. I go by the name of Toner. We are coming to you live / pre-recorded from Site B. So let me introduce the rest of the Nerdcast crew, or they can introduce themselves because I'm not going to fucking introduce them. We got Joe Dust.
Just listen to the dog. The dog drink water.
Okay.
It sounds like the lawn at Katie Lang.
Oh, shit. We got Big Matt. Oh, I get it, because it's lesbians looking at each other.
I had to search my brain really fast for lesbian singer.
Katie Lang.
Drake. Justin Bieber.
Yeah, I know. Oh, my processor. I was like, oh, God.
Katie Lang, that's right. Matt, say hello.
Hi.
Cripple J.
How do you follow that?
And sound guy Steve.
Hi.
Music. Sponsor, do we?
No.
Yeah, we're gonna do this one.
All right.
Hey, I'm not done yet. As always, at this point of our illustrious show, we'd like to recognize our unofficial beer sponsor. And for that, I will turn to our unprepared official beer snob, Cripple J, to let us know who we are drinking today.
All right. We have Two Brothers Prairie Path Golden Ale. Gluten-free.
Gluten-free?
Oh, I thought I felt thinner.
These fucking liberals.
I haven't tasted it.
It's delicious.
Great. Good report.
Yeah. Wait, hold on. I'll try ABV of 5.1, IBU 25, 12 fluid ounces.
Yeah. Holy fuck.
Jay and I are sipping on Space Dust, right?
Space Dust? Yes.
So am I.
Seattle, that sounds like a 90s song. Yes. Yeah, it sounds like a 90s song.
Owned by AB, though.
Huh? Oh, they're owned by AB?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Oh, well, look at that shit. Well, cool. Let's get started.
If we take this to Connecticut, we can get 5 cents for this bottle.
Let's do it. Okay. Road trip.
Awesome. All right, Matthias.
Yep.
What are we talking about for episode 31?
First one on the board would be date ideas.
Date ideas?
Date ideas.
What's that?
It's when you take a special lady friend on the date.
Make sure you wear rubber, dude.
Easy.
Nicely done.
They've got surgery for that.
Easy.
Okay. We got ladies
we got
in the house
ladies.
Again.
Steve with a dynamite drop.
Yeah. We have. All right, I'm sorry, we'll go around the table. Matt's wife is here.
Hi.
Hello. Does she want an alias?
What alias?
Jenna Jameson?
No, she's not Jenna Jameson.
Oh,
Jen, are you putting on or taking off?
I don't know. Like, the shoulders are off.
She's been, like, dressing and undressing over there for, like, the past hour.
Hot and you're cold. Yes,
she's like
no.
She's like a cute little Lisa Loeb over there right now. She's got her flannel on.
Stay.
Jay's wife, Erin, is here.
Hello.
And my girlfriend, the Red Queen, is here.
My wife is taking a vow of silence, apparently, is what it is. The Red Queen's taking a vow of silence. She doesn't say much either. We got to get these girls involved.
That's okay. They can have a vow of silence. There's no vow of celibacy. Otherwise, psh.
If they start talking, I'm going to follow them around with a shame bell.
Shame.
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 So, since we wanted to get the ladies involved, I thought we'd deal with what's a good date idea. Because what do we know? We're guys. We don't know ladies.
What do I know about being a guy? It's like I got to pay for the fucking date. Shit, I said that out loud. I mean, I love dates. You get to know your future, maybe, partner.
You are getting the death stare right now.
Oh, look at that. That was pretty wicked,
and Tony
man.
Goes
she
this
gave
all
you
time.
One.
And I'm hung like a horse.
Tony, don't spill your fucking
beer. Electronics around us.
Oh, shit.
Man. Toner just spills his shit.
He does not pay for all the dates. Thank you very much.
Red Queen. Oh. Red Queen.
Sweet Cheeks, will you give me a paper towel, please?
I called her Sweet Cheeks. I like that. That's pretty like 50s, right?
Well, I gotta kiss up now. Yeah, fuck.
I like that.
She laid down the law.
Uh-huh. She did. That's for real.
I got the dust there. My penis felt it. Thank you.
Charlie, go. All right, so ladies, 2016, right?
17.
Right.
I don't know. What year is it? I don't know.
Who fucking cares? What's a good date these days? Because it's important for the lady to 9/11. Be entertained, right?
Netflix and chill.
Yeah, is Netflix and chill a really good idea? Or is that for the younger generation?
That was our first date.
Wait. Was that your guys' first date?
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Wow. Because I'm a boss.
Wow. Ow. I'm kidding. Ow, fuck.
I mean, yeah. Say as people with kids, Netflix and chill is a good night if you get rid of the kids.
Yeah. It is a good night, I guess.
That could be when I was doing my arrow marathon and I had to hear them bang for like fucking 20 minutes upstairs going, ee, 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 ee.
20 minutes, Tony, you machine.
Toner!
Well, I got through a half a fucking episode. All I hear is...
And Steve's down there, and he goes, well, I might as well whip it out.
It's a lot of movement for cuddling, Tony.
Oh, man. It's a squeaky futon.
All right, so,
Joe,
you're a single guy, right? You're still a single guy, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So...
Have you seen my shorts I'm wearing?
No lady dresses
Are they the Darth Vader ones? I didn't look.
Yeah,
the Ewoks, right?
The Ewoks.
Ewoks on them. Okay. I look like I'm an extra in like a Richard Simmons like workout video.
What do you do to impress the ladies on a first date? What is your move on a first date?
What do I do to them? Or do you mean where do I go? Or
where do you go? What do you do? Not
usually. I sit in the parking lot 2 hours before they get there, and I wait, and I just stare. There was actually one first date I went on, and the girl walked over to me, and I opened up my hatchback. I go, I'm going to throw you in here. I had already been drinking at that time. And I was joking around. She's like, okay. And I was like, oh, wow.
Nice.
That was impressed me. No, what do you do on a first date?
Is it okay, ladies at the table that will talk, since there's one of you that will talk. What is it? Is a movie, is dinner in a movie, is that played out? Would that get you to a second?
Movies are the worst.
Isn't
first
that,
date.
I guess, is that
because you don't talk to
anybody? Yeah, I mean,
that's okay. What we did on our first date.
Well, that was like half our first date, though.
I think a movie and a dinner and a movie is fine.
Okay.
They also went and saw Hostel.
Would you like some? My now wife didn't know that we were on a date at the time of our date. She's like, I thought we were just hanging out.
We worked at the movie theater. And
ooh.
Why is this guy in my house?
Why did you sleep in my bed last night?
Diddy has changed.
Diddy has changed, has it?
Big time. So I work with a single guy who's, 35, 36 years old. And
I have a girlfriend.
What a weirdo.
And they go to bars. They drink. It's like, well, you can't have a serious relationship after that. There's always... Sorry, we're going to get into stuff that I don't think that we should probably get into.
Why not?
We've gone out with him before, and it's always like, all right, guys, you don't need to wait for me. I got a ride.
Okay, so she's taking, okay, so he's taking them, taking the girl home.
Oh, yeah.
Or she's taking him home.
Okay. Yes, and I'm sorry, but what?
Is he like a good-looking dude?
No.
Oh.
Oh.
Thank you, potential listener. Yes, yeah. You are a good-looking person.
No, but I would say he's always.
He's going for the ones and twos at the bar?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Sense.
Beer goggles.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, gotcha.
No offense to our one and two listeners.
So, okay.
Please keep listening.
A movie, okay,
you're
a
10 to me.
So, Joe, you said a movie's a bad idea. What's a good idea, then?
I don't think a movie's a bad idea. Why is a movie a bad idea?
Because, you don't talk.
If you go to dinner first, I guess, you got to have some kind of communication. A movie, you're like,
dinner,
you probably shouldn't talk.
Well, Steve, you guys are, yeah. Steve,
during a movie, you're just like, isn't Leonardo DiCaprio just fascinating?
But you're also talking to somebody who just genuinely loves movies.
Yeah, I mean...
Depends on the person, I guess, right?
No, I think the first date, just go somewhere public, out in the open, so they know they're not going to get raped. That's usually what it boils down to.
No rape.
Well-lit area parking lot.
They're not going to be a lampshade in some creepy apartment later.
Right,
yeah,
okay. Right.
Got
if
it.
You make it to date two and get the last four of their social, pff, you're fucked. No, you go somewhere public. I don't know, man. Where have I gone? I think I like the wisp. Oh, man, I can't. I'm bad with remembering shit.
How do you feel about Sage?
That would be hilarious. Actually, you know what? You could go plop down at. Not that you should, but you could. As long as you're not up on the stage. As long as you can talk to people. Because that's what you want.
A strip club, would, in your opinion, would be a good first date. No.
I would give that maybe a 2 out of 10.
So, ladies that will talk at the table, not movie, what's a good idea? Because here's the thing, for the males that we're probably...
You have to think of where we're at,
our audience is mostly
too.
Males, I would assume. Our audience is mostly males, I would guess.
So and should you pay?
Is this,
so
first, is this all first dates? Cause
it doesn't have to be first dates, but okay. Beginning of dating.
It all depends if you know them or not. If they're brand new and they're a complete stranger, then you want to get to talk to them. If you've been friends with them for a while, then you kind of know them already.
When
poking that.
Quit. Why do you lean away
microphone.
From... It's not it's a penis. It's a microphone. Yeah. Hashtag feminism.
Yeah. It's how you communicate
it's
to the internet.
It's not
going to
shoot something out the end of it, so it's fine.
So our first few dates, we did like 5 things in the whole night, and we stayed out till like 2 in the morning.
Well, I think
oh,
on
shit.
Our second date, he made me watch Star Wars.
Sorry, I didn't listen. You made her watch Star Wars? Like the whole trilogy?
I didn't
well, that's
make how you
her.
Know it's a keeper.
No,
yeah. If she can get through Star Wars.
Let's watch the trilogy.
Wait. It was dates 2 through 4, and we watched the original trilogy.
It was fun. Okay. I enjoyed it. All right, so a good date idea that we, and I don't know if this was first when we first started dating. I mean, it wasn't when we first started dating, but we did a cooking class.
Oh, that was a good idea.
It was awesome.
That's cool. That was really a good idea.
Oh.
It's, I think the
did
point
you,
is to
oh,
be genuine, or be unique. Do
yeah.
something
did,
different.
Did they mix the hands together with the dough?
No, like, I was going to say, did it? Was it like a movie where like yeah. stuff got everywhere and then Aaron goes over to your face like... It's like wiping shit on your face.
No, we'd been married for a while.
The next thing
oh.
you know, there's flour on his penis. Like, this penis is not going to clean itself.
No. But I think it really could.
I was trying to think of the word.
I try that once a week.
Oh, look, I got flour on my phallus.
I wasn't masturbating. I was just cleaning it. It went off.
It could be good for a first dating, though, well, because there's...
Why does it look
you?
Like powdered milk over here?
Which helps with the conversation.
Well, here,
conversation
I think, and here's the thing. You were guys were dating at a younger age.
Yeah.
You're dating at an older age than what they
man.
Were when they first started dating. Steve,
yeah,
you've been in a relationship for a year. What was the things that you did at the beginning when you guys first started dating?
First off, it's been 3 months too long.
And he's not denying it.
I no, I didn't
I
say that.
I wish Lori was here. Lori would be beating the shit out of him.
I'm going to make a point real quick. Do you think it's easier dating when you're a little bit older, when you've been established in your career a little bit longer, that you have more money to spend to try to impress her a little bit more? Is it
no.
easier?
No. I don't think girls care about being impressed.
Yeah,
you know?
Then
luckily she knows I'm broke.
Then you got
yeah,
it's fine. Hashtag
the
happy
the
divorce.
Like cool girls don't care about being impressed. The
gold digging whores?
The gold diggers
to
are going to be like, well, yeah. you drive a Honda Fit, so just, yeah, you can text me, I guess.
Here's something about dating a younger woman. You can take her to a bar and buy a drink for her, and then she can drink for the night. And that usually works.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hashtag Aaron... I won't say her last name.
Oh.
No, her.
Oh,
oh,
Jesus. Well, we know a couple of them.
Well, yeah.
When we first started dating, I was not 21.
Oh.
Oh.
Okay.
Well, minor in possession, Jay?
Ooh.
Well, here's the question. All right, here's the question.
Oh.
It was the same place I was drinking at 20, so.
Okay, okay pedo Jay.
How is it different now that you're entering, you guys are entering the dating pool at an older age versus when you're, you know, high school, college age? Is it much that much different?
Yeah, it's
yeah,
easier.
It is easier.
Believe it or not, remember when you asked me...
Unless
to,
you're still
much,
taking
no,
out girls from
you guys,
the high school college.
Is it much easier because you guys just don't deal with the bullshit? Where when you're younger, you'll deal with the drama, where when you're older, you go, look, either I'm going to like you right away, and I'll be honest with you if I like you or not. What's the difference?
Pretty much,
yeah.
Yeah, more honest. And
you don't waste time.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's hear this, Tony.
Declare your love for her now.
Yeah. Come on, Rico Suave. Get the fucking cheer going again. Come on.
Jesus. Well, yeah, it's just like the no bullshit clause. Like, okay, you know, if it's not going to work out, you just not going to work out.
You dentist system. Separate entirely.
That's right.
Yes.
I guess
I mean, the worst thing, she's going to put like a dead rabbit in my mailbox or something.
I mean...
Like, why do you want to keep scratching me?
Like, when you date when you're older, it's a little different. Like, drink number two, the girl's already talking about her fallopian tubes.
Because here's the
usually when I have a third beer, I'm totally open to sex on the first date. And like,
I'm like, waiter? Do you want to see my urethra?
Because here's the thing. Is it different now because of technology, too? And I don't mean because of online dating. I mean because...
Tinder.
Well, not even Tinder. Well, I guess you could throw Tinder into it, but just texting alone. Is it that much easier to date? Is it easier to date now than when we were younger because there's that disconnect? There's not that personality. I don't have to stare you in the face and actually go, hey, would you go on a date with me? Where now they probably go, hey, want to go on a date with me in text?
Oh, yeah.
Because if you didn't
see... People go on way more dates now.
Because you had to have a connection with different people.
Yeah,
it's like school or.
Have you ever talked to like a 17-year-old today?
Oh Jesus
Christ!
They're
mentally retarded. They can't look at you in the eye and they can't talk. I mean, I'm twice their age now, and they're just social. They're smart as fuck, but they're socially awkward.
I think texting and our technology can actually hinder people's ability to find somebody that's right for them.
Yeah.
Right, because you are going to make a snap judgment based
on Snapchat.
Right?
Yeah. Well, here
you have a 10 seconds to like.
The flip side of that argument is: it easier to traditionally the guy is it easier to send that text versus walk up to that girl and actually ask her face? Where you go, okay, I just got to sum up the courage to go, boom, boom, send. Or is it easier to? Is it still just as hard? Just as hard to hit that send button or versus going up to the girl and looking her in the eye?
You should just go up
and
ask her.
Why does it have to be the guy?
That's it traditionally.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
Which that's changed now. I would argue that's changed a lot. Where it seems more mutual now, right? With the texting.
Yeah.
That's how I would say.
Fish lips.
I've had girls for sure just ask me out. Either text or just face to face. They're like, we should go to a Blues game. I'm like, that's code for sex.
Did I ask you out on our first date?
My girl, yes, you like
did.
Vladimir Sobotka?
What?
We worked together, and she changed her schedule, so we'd be off on the same day.
Oh. Wow.
That's pretty hot.
Hashtag.
I'm wearing Aaron's hoodie right now, by the way.
Are your nipples hard?
I changed my schedule.
No, because I'm nice and toasty warm.
Oh.
It smells pretty.
Baby powder.
Yeah. So I would also argue, though, so I think a lot of people put a lot of emphasis on needing to get into a conversation on the first date and get to know each other, but it's very nerve-wracking. You're nervous. You don't know the person. So I would argue you do not need to get into those kinds of, you know, deep conversations on the first date. Do something fun that is just going to let
them. Yeah, there's no need for deep conversation because they're already sending beef pics or dick pics already.
Which that's changed a lot, too.
Yeah. That's what it is. Agree. It's serious. I know it sounds stupid, but they're doing it.
Because all of us here, we're all in our 30s, right? I'd say we're all 30s.
Yep. Okay. Tony's the old fuck.
Nope.
Tony's 52.
She's older than I am.
Can we all agree that younger adults, I'd say let's say early 20s, 18s to early 20s, they were way more progressive than we are as far as just being easier in regards to sex, anything.
Yes.
Just,
yeah.
Yes.
Just socially easier.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Forget the personality. She's got a great vertical smile. This one's a keeper. Let's go.
And that's the thing you're saying is the dick pics and sending the text. It seems like that's the commonplace now versus the whole, what's going on?
Yeah.
Like is that expected now? Is that expected?
A dick pic's like an interview.
I don't want to see dick pics, honestly.
Well, that's why I don't send them to you. Ow! I was expecting
generation.
A hit, and I was like, ow.
Would you have ever been okay with a guy sending you a dick pic at 17 years old?
Not now either.
Yeah, obviously.
Well,
Matt,
you might want to delete my snap. I just
Matt's over there sticking Big Bird in her face right now. She's like, stop it.
But there's a lot of talk about dick pics, but it goes both ways. The women are sending nude pictures to the men.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dragon.
They should.
It's about time. Dragon was showing them off.
Oh, it's right. About hashtag progressive.
Yeah.
Is that progressive?
Hashtag
is
Clitosaurus Rex, you know what I'm saying.
Hey, China died.
That means...
Here's a question. Would we have done the same thing if the technology would have been available at our time?
I just took a Polaroid
We were talking about if, like, when I was in a fraternity at SEMO, I've told so many of my friends, and we all agreed, we go, man, we'd get in so much trouble if, like,
oh, yeah, definitely.
Dude, technology was around right now.
I know. Back then, I took a Polaroid of my dick. Then I sent, like, a, you know, first-class stamp, put it in an envelope.
No, you did not. You sent that in the mail, for real?
No, you did not.
No, you did
I
not.
Didn't.
That's what I'm saying. Shut
you gullible
up.
Bastard.
God, that would have been awesome, though.
Yeah.
Tony's like, develop, goddammit. Come on.
He's wait, shaking
is that
into
the picture? Or?
You might have done it. You might have. In a drunken rage, yes, you might have.
Maybe I'll still do it.
He took a photo and sprayed it with cologne, and then he put it in a...
Can you still buy Polaroid film? I don't even know if you can buy
Polaroid
film.
Probably,
can you?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, totally, bro.
But it's probably like a hipster thing now, right?
Yeah.
We need to
like
stop
eBay.
At Walgreens on the way home.
Jen, I'll give you my address.
Oh, man.
Oh, God.
She just sits there and shakes her head. She's like...
For Christmas,
you ain't getting none of this, boy.
Yeah.
For Christmas, we gotta send Polaroid dick pics to the Solomon.
Do you
want to
do that for the Nerdcast?
I'll show you guys. I just got a photo texted me of myself covering my junk with about 20 of my friends, and somebody just like erased all of our junk and sent it back to me. It was from 9 years ago. It was in Las Vegas.
Nice.
We were at a bar that's shut down now, but
I wonder why.
I don't know. Probably because they let a lot of underage dudes come in and just drop their pants. Also, I probably shouldn't have admitted that.
Hashtag Michael Jackson.
So, okay. What is the one thing, for the guys at the table, we'll go around. I'll start with Tony. What's the one date that you do to impress the girl the most? What do you think? What would be your go-to move?
My go-to move? I go to the ATM. I take out whatever my credit limit will allow me.
There's usually a fee.
Yeah, there's a fee.
Yeah.
I'll spend 10% of it. But I just have the cash, available. Then I just go put it back in the bank the next day, whatever I don't use. And then, and then I whip out my penis.
So you have no go-to.
I mean,
oh, no, sorry.
A legit date.
To,
legit idea.
To impress...
There's a bunch of us in a bar in Vegas.
What the fuck?
We go all out when we do shit.
Apparently.
There's me right there. That's my blur out.
Oh.
It hasn't gotten any bigger since.
I feel like... I don't know. I feel like sense of humor is kind of a big deal. I'm not the funniest dude on the planet by any means, but if you can't make a chick laugh, what's the fucking point?
That's still not a date, but okay, we'll go around.
Oh, a date? Or I thought you meant what do I do on a date to impress?
Where do you take her? What do you do? What's the a unique thing that you do for like a first or second date?
Bedroom pounded out.
In that order.
Like, Steve, what do you got? You got something classy?
I mean, I just took Lori to dinner the first time we went. We went to Longhorn, and then we. Went to bar somewhere else. That was it. I mean, just
so
something simple.
Did you pay?
I did.
I don't know if he's lying. I need Lori here to verify.
I did.
Did you win a 50-50 and not give it back?
All right, Joe, what do you got? What's unique? What would you pull out?
I don't know.
My penis. Sorry.
Have her put some footprints on my fucking dashboard.
Yeah. Slide across a hardwood floor. After taking her Adderall before she had to go teach school the next day.
You guys know everything about my life.
I know.
Why do I even need to say anything?
Yeah. So you got
thanks, Match.com. If you ever want to meet
potential
anybody
sponsor.
Like crazy, go on Match.com. When I mean crazy, I mean they're on like 6 different medications just so they don't kill you.
Oh, Jesus.
Nice.
Which is the best, actually.
So you got nothing. Steve had
I don't know. I mean, what do you do
and
to
you wonder
impress
why
somebody? I don't know.
All right,
I don't have to do much.
Just whip it out, yeah.
No, they already know my story, nerdcast.com. You know how many times I got laid from Nerdcast?
Flash out the business card.
Yeah.
He just whips
you're
it
Joe
out.
Dust?
Oh, my
oh,
God.
Shit.
Joe Dust drinking space dust right yeah. now.
Oh.
Oh, nice. All right, Jay,
which
what
I
you
used to call that cocaine, but.
Now it's a beer from, like, that's Seattle or something.
At this point, it's just getting a babysitter.
Oh.
Jay whips out the babysitter number.
But, I mean, I guess what worked with Aaron was movie and dinner and
hanging out.
Lots of alcohol.
Yeah.
I was just happy he could get me beer.
What? Why does this wine taste funny? I don't
Wait,
know.
Wait, so Aaron, you were how old? 20?
I was 20. Yeah.
How old? Much older are you than Aaron?
Like a year and a half.
Yeah, I was going to say. Savage. Scandal.
Savages.
Hey, baby. I can buy alcohol.
Steve, is that
hey,
a
do
scandal?
You want some Sky Blue or something that...
Steve, is that a scandal?
It is a scandal. Oh,
God,
Jesus.
Scandal.
But they're looking lovingly into each other's eyes.
So some good date ideas. If you're artsy, take her to an art museum. If you're active, go on a bike ride. If you are into music, take her to a concert.
Oh, yeah, I've been a...
If you like to gamble, go to a casino.
Yeah.
If you like porn,
you
even
porn.
If she doesn't like to gamble, take her to a casino. yeah.
Okay.
Totally, bro.
Jen, what do you like?
Come on, don't
shake
your head.
I don't like microphones in my face.
Aaron has the gum this time. She doesn't.
I blacked out.
Oh,
Matt. Did you talk about your first date? Oh, yeah, it was movie theater.
Yeah, we were.
But oh. She didn't know it was a date.
We didn't know. She didn't know.
What
they
movie
were technically
was it?
Working at
the movie
time.
Was Mask of Zorro.
Ooh.
Antonio Banderas.
Yeah, that was a good one.
That was and actually that was pretty good.
Anybody do any skiing in the theater?
Oh, I get it.
So here's another good date that you probably couldn't get away
Savage.
With today
yes.
is
okay.
make her
Bitch.
Like invite her over and make dinner for her. But
if only
tell,
I cooked.
You couldn't get away with that because she'd probably be freaked out that you.
Tony's like, hey, do you like Hormel chili in a can?
You know today in the horror stories.
Sorry.
No. She's making a good point. Where can you do that any longer? Can you invite a girl to your house for your first date and make her dinner?
No.
No way, right?
Don't do that.
Because of safety
maybe
concerns,
second
right?
or third, maybe.
Then you're going to end up asking her if it puts the lotion on the skin or else it gets the hose again
yeah,
or something.
Exactly.
Like, you know.
Cosby sweater.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
God.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hashtag Urban Dictionary.
Jesus.
How do you feel about Hmong on date three?
Do you have any relatives that have recently
Oh,
asked?
Yeah. Elbow drop from a tombstone.
Oh, shit.
Okay, well, we're going to segue.
Civil War?
No, we talked
oh,
about Civil
okay.
War last episode.
Oh?
Kind of.
Go watch it, Tony.
I will.
I know.
You motherfucker.
Let's segue into...
For first date, I'll go there.
Psychology of Women.
Oh, yeah, Jesus
Christ.
Do you want to do that? Well,
fuck me.
That's probably not...
Psychology of a Woman.
Yeah.
Which pedal's the gas pedal again? Oh!
Whoa.
Oh! Sexism! Okay. Hashtag Donald Trump.
That's sexism,
kidding.
Not psychology.
Oh, all right.
But that, no, that leads into what we're talking about.
Go.
Make America great again.
Because we talked about before we recorded was I found a thread on a forum where it talked about a guy who was taking a psychology of women class. And they talked about different types of sexism in which he wrote the following. He says, there's modern sexism, hostile sexism, and benevolent sexism. Modern sexism is exclusive to women because fuck men. Hostile sexism is stuff like catcalling and other stupid stuff. I didn't really bother to pay attention to the hostile graph because I was too focused on the list of benevolent sexist acts. Did you know that holding the door open for a woman is benevolent sexism?
Bullshit.
What about offering your jacket to her in the cold weather? Is that sexism? So we turn it over to the ladies and go, is that sexist? Is that a sexist act to hold the door open for a lady?
I don't think it's sexist at all.
No. We actually talked probably in the last couple of weeks about teaching our 5-year-old son how to treat a woman, and one of the things specifically mentioned was opening a door.
Mm-hmm. And is that commonplace now for parenting? Do you find that most parents these days will teach their younger children to do that? I don't
no.
see it ever. I don't see anybody no. to do
at anything. 5, we're teaching them not to burp and fart in front of the girls.
Well, what I hate is just in anywhere in a public place, you hold the door open for somebody.
They don't say thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Get mad.
Like, are you in, like you're entitled? Like, fuck yeah. you, dude.
It's because they have their iPhone earbuds in. And
you think that's
they don't
what it
give
is?
A fuck.
So they don't.
So
I work in a restaurant. They don't.
They just don't care.
No. Or you're behind them with a kid, and they're just like, whatever. And I'm like,
but in
the
thread,
gentleman thing to do, right?
Yeah.
I hold it open for guys and girls at work all the time.
Like
especially if they have food and shit from the
yeah.
cafeteria, that's where I sit.
Or if I walk in first, I at least, like,
yeah.
you know, we'll hold the door open, like, hey, here you go.
The door.
But at least say fucking thank you, you know?
They're like, Hold the door! Hold the door! And I'm like, I got it.
Hold
this
hold
is
door.
Sparta!
Tony does not get it.
I don't get it.
There's a woman who speaks up who says that men don't hold doors for her because of the way she looks.
She was a chubby dyke, yes.
No. I don't care.
According to the third.
I don't care if you're a big girl with a mustache, I'll still hold the door. Man.
Now, I don't know that I think that that's 100% necessarily an argument against or for sexism, but it's true.
You think guys hold the door open for only good-looking girls?
Absolutely. Well, I can tell you from personal experience.
I see it at work, though. The guys will, like, bum rush to get to the, you know, to open the door or do something
for
a
like,
pretty girl.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, totally get a beach for this.
Yeah, dude, she's going to fuck me on my desk when I open the door for her.
I don't get anything from it, but they just get pleasure out of doing it because they're pretty.
It's almost like if they like and comment on their Twitter, like their tweets. It's weird.
Well, here's the thing. Do you guys think this is different for us here in the Midwest? I think this might be more of a left coast issue. Really? Because I don't think that happens here very much. I think, for the most part, I see most guys doing this, at least at our age.
Hold the door for me all the time. It's just like a polite thing to do, you know?
When I was, before I lost all my weight, men did not. I mean, I wouldn't. Yes, okay, some men did, but I wouldn't say that I experienced it often. When I lost my weight, I'm telling you what, it was like, boom, they started holding doors for
me. Oh, really?
Yes, they started opening doors for me. Hmm. I think I made a comment to Jay about it once.
Are you trying to say
and then
men
started
are dogs?
Opening the door.
No, it's probably not even something that they think about. I don't even think you guys think about it.
It's just subconscious to us.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know.
Well, here's another thing.
I don't doubt what you're saying. Just me personally, I'm not a dick. I don't think so.
Well, here's another thing. Have you guys seen the thing, sir and ma'am?
Yeah.
Well, I'm a big thing about sir and ma'am. I've always been, since high school, is a big thing that was taught to us, sir and ma'am. That's going away. Do you ever hear a kid say to another adult, ma'am, excuse me, or, you know.
In the South, maybe.
Maybe in the South.
That's about it.
But
yeah.
Do you think, is that something that should that still be commonplace? Is that too old and maybe that's outdated? Do you guys think that's outdated, sir and ma'am?
Well, you can't anymore because you don't really know if it's a sir or ma'am. So,
I guess.
Hashtag transgender.
Our son will do it. I will call him sir and he'll call me sir back, and it's more of a playful thing. But he's understanding. It's respectful too.
If it's somebody I don't know, I'm trying to get their attention. Then I'll be like, you know, I'll say sir or ma'am in that regard. But
yeah. No, I mean,
but
I do every once in a while, but it's not anything that's routine, I guess.
Yeah.
The holding the door thing, though, I noticed. I mean, I do that for everybody. Doesn't matter who it is. But there are people that just walk through and don't give a shit.
Yeah.
You know?
It's
and
like,
they
what
know
the fuck?
You're 5 feet behind them.
Yeah.
Like, okay. Well, thank you.
So back to the sex, because I'm going to take it over from Matt because he had to walk away. Back to the sexism thing. So. The thread talks about, I think they were talking about pay in the thread, right?
I think so.
Yeah, women make what? It's 77 cents on the dollar, essentially, or something, compared
and
to it.
That's another, personally, I can tell you that is God's honest truth. So I'm going to be very, give out some very personal information here. I actually am a higher rating than Jay at work, but we make the same amount of money. And it doesn't make any sense. Like, I should be making more money than him, but yeah. I don't.
Well, you're smarter than him, too.
Well, yeah.
But I get the look, so.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, yeah.
But, yes, I can honestly say that's true. And
yeah, but he's got to pay for you at dinner, so it's like, you know, you got to offset those costs.
I haven't even done that much research into it, but I saw some guy go, if you do the research, there's no difference in pay. I'm like,
that's bullshit.
I don't know. I think people wouldn't
be
drumming up a lot of...
It's bullshit. That, yeah. No, the women being paid less, that's legit. When
no,
people
yeah.
like
no, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, when they say it's not, I'm like, you're full of shit.
Go,
hashtag
well.
Fox News.
But I'm not some feminist. I mean, I don't...
Well, no.
You know?
No, but if it's a fact, it's a fact.
Yeah.
I mean, but especially if you're a higher level doing something, you know, else, it's...
Yeah, we have the same amount of years of experience.
What the fuck is that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. I don't know.
Sorry. I was hearing some weird shit in my headphones.
Yeah, I mean, you can look up anything. Here it says it's 79%, whatever, still. 79 to 100.
It's just curious to me, though, like, because I think women have come so far in the women's movement. It's just curious to me that that still lags, you know?
Yeah, it doesn't make sense. If you're doing the same damn job, you get paid the same. It's just...
This goes to 2014.
It's a common sense thing.
From 1974, it was 59% to, you know, of what men made. Now it's 79% of 2014. So I guess if I look at this chart, I should say, Aaron, what are you complaining about? It's gone up 20% in the last,
30 years.
Decades?
Yeah,
30, 40 years, yeah. Yeah.
So you missed it.
So there's still a gap, yeah.
Well, yeah, that's...
Which I think everybody knows, but, yeah, apparently some people are going, there's not a gap. If you do the real studies and...
Eh. It's bullshit, dude.
It's only 77% in Missouri.
Right. Oh, wait, is that on here?
Yeah. Right there.
Oh, yeah, there you go, 77% Missouri.
Matt, you missed it. We were talking about the pay.
Okay.
Jay and I worked the same place. We had the same amount of experience, really, maybe a year difference. I am actually a higher level than he is, but we make the same amount of money.
He's got balls.
I won't show you where. What state is the worst in the pay gap?
Texas.
Missouri.
Texas.
It is in the South. No. It is Louisiana. 65%.
Jesus.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I always say Texas because it's the worst fucking state in this country.
Texas.
Thank you.
Hashtag functioning retard.
Hashtag keep liking my tweets, Texas.
Hashtag
Texas is actually 79%.
My Twitter.
I Missouri.
My Twitter is Nerdcast Toner. Please send me a message so I can say you fucking suck, you inbred douchebag, functioning retard, piece of fucking shit. Need to fall in the fucking ocean with fucking Mexico and die slowly in a
Tony,
fucking tsunami.
If you really,
cut his mic.
If you roll it back, who does Tony sound like?
Donald Trump.
Yeah, he sounds like Donald Trump.
You're a fucking loser.
I hate Donald Trump, but fuck you, Texas. Go back to Mexico.
We're building the wall.
Yeah. When Texas goes back to Mexico, then we'll build the wall.
I'm sorry. I deal with Texas.
They're going to call it Mexicus or some shit like that.
Mexus.
I deal with functioning tards from Texas in the financial industry.
The bottom five in pay gap are Louisiana, Utah, Wyoming, West Virginia, and North Dakota.
Utah? That's because the dudes are married to 66 different fucking women.
Well, right.
And
your
they all stay home barefoot
work.
And pregnant.
Right.
Hey, shut up and have kids. Oh, okay.
All right. Open your
Tony
mouth.
Has two beers and he's just really
I know.
Crazy, man.
Really?
That's how I'm on a first date. Give me alcohol.
Okay,
I'll tell
now,
you what's going on.
Now, without looking, who's... okay. Well...
California.
I'll give the top three. Who are the top three best states?
California, New York.
California is eighth. They're 84%. It's actually D.C.
Okay.
They're 90%. New York and Hawaii.
Ah.
Hawaii, 86%. New York's 87%.
If you live in Hawaii, you have nothing to complain about ever. So.
Yeah, that's kind of true.
Yeah.
He's like, you want to make as much as me? Fucking go ahead. We're on a beach.
Let's not make any money. We'll just live.
Well, I don't even know what time it is because I have a clock on my cell phone.
D.C.'s probably because it's all government jobs and contracts. So.
Yep.
Yeah, it's, good luck with that. Well, we pay them equally here.
Yeah, Cali's eight. You would think California would be. Florida's actually number six.
Holy shit, Florida is?
Florida's the
that red state?
Weirdest state in the world, and they're
Holy
85%.
Shit.
85%.
They're falling.
You should know that.
They're starting to go underwater. Ah, I get it.
No,
they're going
California.
Underwater.
What? Going underwater?
Dude, Florida's going underwater more than the south of Florida. Are you kidding me? Marco Rubio's like, no, the climate change is not real. Koch brothers, fossil fuel industry. Marco Rubio.
Tony, you've made so many people suck on dicks tonight.
Well, yeah, dude, because they're all idiots.
I got to put one of those in there
so,
later.
But why is it? Because we work for a big corporation.
I missed my opportunities.
We work for a big corporation, so... I don't think there's someone in HR somewhere, in New York saying, oh, she's a woman, we're going to give her less money.
No.
So,
hey,
I don't...
my upper management's all women, for the most part.
If you would have just said your name was spelled wrong, it was A-A-R-O-N, you'd be making more than Jay, right?
Yeah,
now.
That's true.
They're like, what are they complaining about? We gave them the right to vote. What the hell?
So God. Good date ideas, guys.
It's a show.
Yeah, really.
Come on, Jen Lash. He's like, what the fuck's wrong with him?
Your podcast is so childish. You're a bunch of fucking guys.
But we've talked about politics. Like this.
I mean, if it, you want to make...
we go all over the map.
Yeah. We make fun of Mississippi, but Missouri and Mississippi are dead even on pay gap.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
Are we just as racist as Mississippi?
Well, this is, yeah.
Sexism. Well, I'm just curious, because, I mean, Mississippi's
are
racist
we
as
racist?
Fuck.
I'd like to think maybe sometimes we're even a little bit more.
Hashtag
racism.
I like
how your voice went up to go.
Like Charlie.
I really like to think that.
I don't know. I think sometimes we're maybe a little bit more.
I get a lot of roles in movies. Sorry.
Tony, that's not nothing Tony like, when no. he's drunk, he does not like anybody.
No, no. And he doesn't hide it either, but that's okay.
No.
That's
okay. Fuck you guys.
We love you, Tony.
Hashtag Nerdcast is awesome.
At least he's an equal opportunity hater.
Yeah, I hate everybody. Fuck them all.
Matt, what else you got on the list, man? You're talking into Big Bird's dick.
This is yours that you gave to me.
I know.
It's so feathery.
That's why I chose the black one. And then I'm like, everybody else can just take. I wanted the black one.
The big
obviously.
Black one. Yeah, we understand.
Bill Cosby.
How do we go from dates and sexism and feminism? We could talk about Rogue One, Star Wars.
Have we talked about Civil War yet? Captain America?
We did talk about
that. Oh,
ooh,
yeah, sorry.
Let's talk about Game of Thrones.
Oh. Yes.
Oh! Oh.
Yes.
Turn your mic up real quick.
Okay.
Sorry, hold on. I got to get my digital assistant in on this.
Let's do that. Game of Thrones. Let's. I don't know how you can segue into it, but I love me some Game of Thrones. So we're gonna go
okay, hold on. So you ready?
Yep. Go.
Okay.
Good segue, though.
Alexa, who is the mother of dragons?
Daenerys Stormborn of the House Targaryen, the first of her name, the Unburnt, Queen of Meereen, Queen of the Annals and the Rhoynar and the First Men, Khaleesi of the Great Grass Sea, Breaker of Chains, and Mother of Dragons.
Queen of the Annals. Holy shit.
And very hot.
Jesus Christ.
And she made a whole stink about not doing any nudity in since the first season.
I didn't read the books before
it's,
I signed
no,
on.
No, that was in our contract, and that was computer generated because of the fire.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Which character is this?
Khaleesi.
The blonde.
The blonde.
The silver haired.
He's only watched a half episode.
You mean Sarah Connor?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Thank you.
Sarah Connor.
So you guys, Jay and Aaron, they binged. How many
majorly.
Did you binge?
We watched the whole current season this week.
In 1 week?
Oh, shit.
Fuck.
Nice.
Five episodes last night.
Shit, that's what
five
they did.
That's 5 hours of dedication right there.
Wow.
We sent the kids to their room and watched TV.
Nice.
Right, one of them was watching TV.
We got a podcast to get ready for. Go to bed.
What season did I do that of Arrow?
We stayed up all night and watched season.
And you watched an entire season
three.
Of Arrow in one night.
There's
no way because there's like 22 episodes.
Well, not the full season.
Oh,
but
okay.
He got caught up though. It was
like 12 or 13 episodes. Yeah, because
I up all night.
Because
Tony TV.
Yeah.
Arrow's good TV.
Because Tony
it's not as strong as Flash, but still good.
Because Tony was like it was like 10:30, 11, and he's gone, and then. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to watch this up. He goes, okay. And then fucking 7:30.
I woke up the next morning. It's 8:30, and this fucker's still up. I'm like, what the fuck, man?
Guys, what Malcolm Merlin's doing.
No, because the thing, when you get in something, it's like, God damn it, I don't want to stop. Because when you stop, what happens?
And Netflix teases you like that. It's like, you got 7 seconds
well, no,
to decide, dude. You got 7 seconds.
Like, you'll be watching something. It's like, all of a sudden, all right, I got to stop. Then it's like, fuck, do I want to keep going or pick up later? It's like, no, okay, go.
All right, Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right, so yeah, I actually am starting to like Sansa a little bit.
Sansa's character's changed a lot since the beginning of the show. She's gone from weak, unsure of herself, really ditzy almost.
Going with the societal influences.
Wanting to, all her thoughts.
All
were,
she wanted was Joffrey's kids.
She wanted to be queen. She wanted to be queen. That's what she wanted to do. And she thought that'd be the easiest way to be queen. But now she's turning into an actual leader is what she's doing now. So. But, yeah, Sansa, her character is going very well. The season's been a lot. The reason why I feel this season's been good is because the story's moving forward. You see how things are starting to pay off in the story where storylines are going to start to collide.
Yeah.
Where
yeah.
everything's been very separated, and they're doing character development. And this season they're going, okay, we're going to make all this pay off, and which it did in the last episode.
Well, shit, aren't they at the end of the book or whatever? Or
they're past the end of the books. Book. Yeah.
Okay, all right.
They're past
so.
The end of the books, but they're working off his outline. They're still an outline to work off.
He had like 70% of the story done for this season, gave it to the writers, and they just took it and went with it.
Okay.
Okay, so far this season for you two, that since you've caught up, what has been your favorite episode so far?
Oh, the last one.
Battle of the Bastards. Okay, which would be consensus, that would be, because the most action-packed and the most payoff.
Well, yeah, pizza. And as I was sitting there watching it, and those bodies were piling up on Jon Snow, and like I felt like I couldn't breathe either, like he was.
Yeah.
And it's just like...
Could you believe that you were actually watching TV, or do you think that was more movie production? That was almost movie production. And I can only imagine how much money they put into that one.
I saw some shit on Facebook. It took 25 days to shoot that scene.
25
days to shoot that scene, and it was... I forgot the dollar amount, but it was 25 days for that one scene, and then the dollar amount was.
You would think that money would be a no issue for them at this point because they know that's one of the main reasons to subscribe to HBO would be to get access to that show.
That's not my favorite episode. My favorite episode is when Jon Snow and Sansa reunite and Benjen comes back.
Okay.
I just felt that the whole entire series, you just feel like the Starks are these, you just have a heart for them. And it just feels like you said, I kind of feel like it's starting to pay off.
Something good finally happened there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It gave you some hope that something good would actually happen to the good guys, right?
Well, so they're like, Rickon, run.
Yeah.
Well, because fucking what? Ned gets killed in season one. You're like, oh.
Like in the first
clearly,
season.
He's not a fucking.
No, that was the end of the first season. But you're like, he's the main character. He
they had the balls to kill
and
him.
And they chop his head off.
He's the shit. He's the dude on all your promotional material. Yeah. And like, oh, he's dead.
But it's Sean Bean, so he dies in everything.
Apparently. So it's like, okay. He's,
I forgot you.
So.
And then, who's the dude in The Red Wedding? Is that,
That's Robb Stark.
Robb Stark, okay.
Which we were all getting behind him, right? We're going to go, hey, this guy can follow.
Holy shit.
He's gonna lead
well, and it's not only him. It's his wife, his mother.
Oh, yeah. It's
his
baby. Everyone.
Killed the
that
baby.
That was an awesome episode.
That was a great episode.
Yeah, thank you.
So.
I'm drinking one of these.
Perfect.
I'm drinking it two brothers.
Two bros? What's up, bro?
Two bros?
Yeah, what's up?
Two bros.
So, are any of you guys here at the table familiar with the theory of R plus L equals J?
What?
Have you guys looked that up online as far as R plus L equals J?
No.
There's a fan theory out there in which there's a lot of backstory to the Game of Thrones in regards to the mythology, which will lead up to the Great War against the White Walkers. And R plus L equals J equals, in the very early first season, they talked about, is it Lysa or Lysa? It's Ned Stark's sister.
Yeah.
Oh, that's who Baratheon wanted. Who's in love with? Yeah.
Baratheon's
okay. All right. Okay.
But and they showed a little bit of her in the season in flashbacks where Bran is sitting there watching.
Correct. And there is a Targaryen. His name is Rhaegar Targaryen, and he's the Mad King's brother.
Yeah.
And the Mad King's brother was married to another woman, but he fell in love with Ned Stark's sister. And the theory is that after his brother fell in love with her, they took her away. And the Stark mythology was that Lysa was raped by the Targaryen.
Yeah.
But there's another theory that really wasn't, that didn't occur. Really, the two fell in love with each other, and Jon is the son of Ned's sister and a Targaryen. So technically, Jon's a Targaryen. He is technically the brother of Daenerys. And so since he is technically a Targaryen, technically he has the rightful claim to the Iron Throne. And we're waiting to see if in this last episode if that comes to fruition.
Okay, I've heard a little bit about that.
I already think I know it.
And there's also a theory
tomorrow.
That Tyrion is a Targaryen as well, because there's a theory that
Tyrion Targaryen?
Tyrion Targaryen. Because there's a myth of what's called the Three Dragon Riders. And since there's three dragons, there's, you know, Dracone and the other two, I don't remember their names. But you'd have Jon as a Targaryen, you'd have Daenerys as Targaryen, and you'd have Tyrion as the third Targaryen.
I think Dragon Rider was actually on Urban Dictionary, too.
It's saucy.
But that makes sense, because he goes in and he unchains the two dragons, and they have no problem with them.
Correct. So we'll see in this last episode. Apparently what's supposed to happen is Bran's supposed to warg again and see the remainder of what happened in the Tower of Joy, I think is what it's called, or whatever. Mm-hmm.
And
we'll
then
see
he dies, right?
Do you want me to tell you what I think is going to happen?
Yeah,
Westeros is going to burn to the ground.
Yes.
Do you know why?
It's called the Mad Queen Theory.
There's already a soundtrack out on YouTube, and one of them is the last track is basically it burning to the ground. Yeah. Nice. They don't really specify what it is, but it's very. It's all it is piano, and it's really eerie.
It's like the Brexit.
Well,
that's how they get out of it.
You got what's called.
Cersei's going to.
The
just
internet's
burn
calling
it off.
Him Franken Mountain. They brought back Mountain back from the dead. They call him Franken Mountain. Since there's no more trial by combat, Cersei has no other choice. Cersei's going to be guilty. If she has to go to trial, she's guilty of everything.
So you're going to have some of your favorite characters dead?
Possibly.
Tomorrow?
Possibly.
Yeah.
So.
That's part of the course of the show.
Right.
So we'll see what happens. Your thing is called the Mad Queen Theory. I've seen a bunch of things online in regards
now
to
we're
that.
We're definitely going to have to watch tomorrow night.
You have to. Otherwise, it'll get spoiled. It'll get spoiled online or somehow.
So
on the radio or something.
We were talking about the heirs, though, the Stark heirs. Mm-hmm. And we were talking about there's Jon, there's Sansa, Naya. Arya. Mm-hmm. And Bran.
Yes.
And there's also Benjen as well.
Yeah.
But we were talking, is Jon Snow really a rightful heir because
he's a bastard.
He's a bastard. Okay, so
Sansa would get Winterfell. She's the oldest.
So, okay, but back to Jon Snow being a Targaryen.
Possibly.
Would he be a bastard though? Because
no, he would not be a bastard. He would be the rightful. He would have the rightful claim to the throne.
Because he's
He's the son of the Mad King that was assassinated.
Okay, yeah, but Jon Snow is the son of... according to what we know now...
So the Mad King's a Targaryen. His brother was a Targaryen. The Targaryens would still have the throne. There's no other Targaryens besides... the last Targaryen technically now would be Daenerys.
Yeah, but...
But unless Jon is one.
Okay, but why wouldn't Jon Snow, according to the way the story is now, thinking he's a Targaryen, under that same logic, why isn't he in rightful heir... Because he's
rightful heir to Winterfell.
Yeah,
he's the rightful heir to the whole kingdom. He's the rightful heir to all seven kingdoms.
Yeah, but no. Okay, so let's say he's not a Targaryen.
Okay.
Let's say he really is Ned Stark's son, bastard son.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, why isn't he the rightful
because
heir?
Because he's a bastard.
But he would be the bastard for.
He has to be. And the way the show works, you have to be claimed as a Stark. He'd have to be a Stark. He's not a Stark.
Like we have with Ramsay, his dad claimed him.
Ramsay's dad claimed him as a Bolton.
But he was never... Okay, so jump back to the theory that he's a Targaryen. Mm-hmm. He was never claimed as a Targaryen, and he's a bastard.
He was never claimed as a Targaryen because they hid the fact that he was a Targaryen. They didn't want him to be a Targaryen. Because the theory was the Baratheons would kill all the Targaryens so the Baratheons could get the throne. They were going to go through, and they wanted to protect Jon from dying as a baby. They believed that they would have killed Jon as a baby so that they could get the throne. Very, very so intricate. The backstory of Game of Thrones is so in depth. There's so many details.
But the whole show is that way.
Oh yeah, the entire show is that way. Every character's got a backstory.
So really, what you're saying is that because they were worried about his life, mm-hmm. they didn't claim him as a Targaryen.
Correct.
So therefore, he would still be a rightful heir.
Basically, the theory is that his sister asked the sister Lysa or Lisa, I can't remember how to pronounce it, asked Ned to protect him by claiming him as his own.
Ah.
That's how they protected him. So that way they would never know that he was a Targaryen, so they tried to kill him.
So how bad would it suck to be Theon right now?
Theon?
Yeah.
As far as not having a dick, yeah, it sucks.
The whole thing. No. His sister gets more action than he does now.
The sister is getting action at the bay or whatever. Is it Slaver's Bay that she did that at? I can't remember where they were at.
I don't
remember.
They haven't gone yet.
But the fact
they
made her...
Yet.
A lesbian in the show was awesome. Yeah, I mean,
Aaron said it was awkward watching her and Daenerys.
It was awkward. Yeah,
I think that was all purpose too.
Course,
yeah. No, hashtag feminism.
No, flirting.
There's
lesbianism.
Oh,
yeah.
She might be bi, dude. Daenerys might be bi.
Tony's about to flip it on real quick.
I was like, I mean, Theon's sister. She's no, you know, she's a sixer, at minimum.
To be fair, Theon fingered her on a horse.
Yeah.
Who remembers that?
Yeah, I remember that.
I do.
I
mean,
before they really.
His sister?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember, he didn't know it was his sister.
Yeah, she didn't say anything to him.
Which was really weird.
Yeah. Daenerys is a shot. Daenerys is a shot of Hennessy.
Told you.
Theon's sister's at least a 6-12 pack. So I'm like, what the fuck is Daenerys doing?
Steve, do you want to take a shot right now, real quick?
Can.
Wow, Steve's very, like...
He's been banned on doing it during podcasts.
He's very sultry right now. He's like, hey, I can't.
Let's go.
No, I was going to just say right here. Or do we have to go over there? Oh, I can go right here.
Cool.
Well, so, yes, Game of Thrones has been awesome. It's been great.
There's a reason why it's the number one show on television.
There's a reason why it's number one.
I love Jewish people.
To be fair, though, there was 3 in a row episodes that were just shit. I know, and they still, people are like, oh, they weren't that bad. Nothing happened. It was like Walking Dead, where nothing happens until the last 5 minutes, and you're like, okay, great, awesome. Like when Arya kills the Waif, nothing happened for 50 minutes in that episode. I'm like, cool. No, Waif?
Yeah, I'm
not. No,
like,
I didn't call her a Negro. It was Waif.
At the beginning of the show, I thought they'd make her the focal point, saying that eventually she would become the queen of everything because, like, oh, here's this girl. She's trying to make herself better. But I don't think, I think they failed on her story.
She's been so derailed.
I agree.
A girl has no name.
A girl has no name. So,
a girl.
Here we go. Here's a good question. If you had to choose between the two shows, Walking Dead or Game of Thrones, which one would you choose?
Game of Thrones.
That's not even close. Game of Thrones, man. Okay. Walking Dead's had a lot of bad episodes.
You can never watch Walking Dead ever again. You can never know how it ends.
Game of Thrones.
We're not caught up on Walking Dead, and I have no interest. I have no interest. No.
And Fear the Walking Dead's gonna. It's already flaming out.
Right, Jen, if you had to choose between two, which one do you go?
Except I love the daughter on Fear the Walking Dead.
I think I go Game of Thrones. But here's the thing, though. Game of Thrones only has 2 more seasons left. We don't know how many more seasons of
Does it only have 2 left?
2 left. And plus the 2 seasons that are left, there's going to be less episodes.
Huh.
The next season will only have like 8 episodes,
I think. Walking Dead, is that like undetermined how many?
And that can go on forever. They have so many more comics to cover.
But you know what? They've already tried the spinoff, and the spinoff is not
very
good.
Because they're only 100 comics into Walking Dead.
It's not right. Okay.
They're not even 100 yet.
They're at 100 and what in the comic?
I recorded. I've had trouble
I think
going
they just passed 150.
So there you go. There's
because they said every 50 episodes something big happens, or issues, something big happens, and I was let down with 150.
The issue I have with Walking Dead is, well, I read the comics. And it's taken way too long for them to get caught up in the show with the comic. And I'm bored with it now because it's just taken too long.
The comic's better.
Very much so.
Yeah.
Plus, I mean, how much more can they do to separate the comic from the show? Because everyone's like, well, when's this part of the comic going to happen?
He tried to lick your nipple, dude.
No, I was going to act like I was throwing up.
Oh, okay.
And
he was going to suck your dick.
The other thing I love about games that is I'm not seeing in Walking Dead right now is, and we're not caught up in Walking Dead, but we've seen some of the most recent season. They didn't kill Glenn. That pissed me off. Like,
you don't know if they didn't kill Glenn.
Well, no.
You mean under the dumpster. Under the dumpster.
Daenerys. In games, I feel like anything goes.
They kill off anybody at any time. No one's safe. Correct.
Yeah.
And Walking
That's what makes the show good, though.
Dead's the same way, but throwing that Glenn, that whole storyline just kind of derailed it, especially if he is the one that's going to be killed.
Killed now, yeah. Who knows? I don't think it'll be done in the show, though. I think he stays on the show.
Daryl.
I think it's Daryl. Could be Daryl.
No, it would suck if it was Daryl, because that's the best character on the show.
I think it's Abraham.
I think it's...
They'll go the safe route.
I think
it'll
it's Judith.
Well, apparently they filmed the death of
Coral.
If you also Coral.
God, Tony would love it.
They said they filmed the death of every single character that was
just
there
to throw everybody off.
Yeah. So they wouldn't know which one they're gonna do.
Huh. Well, they really think highly of that show.
Yeah.
So there you go. There's your Game of Thrones update. There's your Walking Dead update.
And that's it. That's why I sat and watched Game of Thrones for 5 hours last night.
But
because it's awesome.
It was worth it.
It's worth it. It's really good. It's just they don't watch it.
The Walking Dead literally is walking some episodes.
They just walk.
They do.
It's like Lord of the Rings.
They get to like a little cabin and a man, you know, who has homosexual tendencies walks up to him and goes, "We have a village over here. We have a wall around our neighborhood."
It's like your retirement community.
y'all want some candy? All
right.
I'm sorry. Where are we on time?
Where are we? Oh yeah, we're
at an hour and 14, but we were like 16 minutes in.
Yeah. Oh,
so close to an hour. So we're getting really close to an hour.
Is Charlie Sheen's new rubber? Go for it, Joe.
Cool. Well, maybe I should do some research on this first.
So Charlie Sheen has a new condom out, is what it is.
Yeah.
What makes his condom different than any other condom?
Well, he has AIDS.
It's a good. Well, first off, he has AIDS. So.
Is there AIDS preloaded into the condom so he can shoot more AIDS into someone else?
Winning.com. okay, so it's called the, I believe it's called the Lilo Hex here. Yeah.
It's not called the Warlock? What the fuck?
It's not called, like, Tiger Blood or anything, which would be cool.
Mismarketing there.
Here, we can go. We can tangent off to this. We can go a weird place with this while you research it. For the guys that aren't married, do you introduce sex toys into your relationship at any point? And at what point do you introduce them?
No, and I mean, it's a PS4 controller.
Because it vibrates, right?
Yeah. I just introduced no condoms. Condoms for chumps. Hashtag.
Pew, pew, pew. Yeah, it's just a new condom that it's kind of shaped like a honeycomb. Maybe you can
like
find
the cereal honeycomb.
Well, hold on. If I find a Charlie Sheen condom,
you want to pull it up while you're looking at it too?
Yeah.
Charlie Sheen's condom.
Oh, here, I spelled it wrong. That's why.
Jeez.
So is the general consensus here that these guys that are not married
no sex
have
toys
not introduced sex toys?
No.
No,
I don't know. I don't fucking need them.
I mean, you could. Hey,
it's
look,
not a matter
of
needing them. It's a matter if you want to enjoy something.
Here we go. This is what it looks like. You see what I'm saying? So, it's kind
Jay's
of like
Jay's the only
a,
one who put on the website, so you got to make sure he...
Okay, then,
yeah.
Okay, while you guys are looking that up,
well,
what
Joe,
about...
Joe's
what about
kind of like an expanding... type in L-E-L-O hex, H-E-X. Lilo Hex. That's the name of the condom.
Oh, here, while you what's this lemonade? What's lemonade now? As far as this Beyonce thing,
I don't know. I don't keep up with that shit. I fucking hate that? Beyonce and Jay-Z. Sorry, people.
What was it? Does anyone here know what that was all
that
about?
That first picture, Steve.
Yeah, that's what his condom looks like.
It looks like a beehive.
And
yeah.
Then it's got the little like you know.
Are they like ribbed or some shit or nubs? Or
I don't know. Apparently, it feels better, and it's supposedly like it works better than an actual like old school condom. Old school, which is
like a Trojan.
Trojan, yeah.
And then the beast stings you and you swell up.
Yeah.
Nice.
I'm really glad that
and it expands, you know. And
can we all agree that condoms are stupid?
Shh, don't use them. God created pulling out for a reason.
I went to
it's
my doctor.
Genesis. Read the Bible.
I went to
assholes.
My doctor and got
a mastectomy.
Or a vasectomy.
Oh, I did that too. Even before I was married. Like a boss.
I love when he closes his eyes when he sings.
Yeah. I got to feel the notes.
He gets into it.
He feels it from his balls.
Yeah. Tony's like
balls.
The Metrolink in St. Louis, but Tony's Metrolink does also stop like before St. Charles County. He's like, nope, can't go past there.
This is where the white people live.
Yeah, y'all getting off on this stop. We ain't going into that vaginal cavity.
Oh,
I don't know how I can.
I didn't even know
how
babies
how
were made
Rogue
until
One
like
this
2009.
Yeah,
well, you can.
Welcome to North Hanley, bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Parked there many times. Well, I mean, that's Matt's backyard. All right,
then,
so.
Joe, we're ready to wrap it up with O.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh, we have a new segment, everybody.
Yeah.
Coming to you live from Side B. And I talk about weird voice. I'm kidding. I've had a few beers. Anyway, we have
so
a new
much
segment.
Like Tony, I think this should last 3 to 5 minutes.
Yes.
So,
but I just hammer it out like nobody's business.
Does that include cuddling? Or?
No, actually, it doesn't include cuddling.
Toner doesn't cuddle.
We have a new segment on the Nerdcast podcast.
Yeah.
It's called Oh.
And really, I just figured the appropriate reaction after everything I say is Oh. So,
like,
you guys want
like
me to
dice
start?
Clay, like Dice Clay Oh, or just like Oh?
Oh, you can
like
do it however you want. Okay. I picked topics and typed them out at work. Jay, you can't cheat. All
right.
No
I won't leak.
Don't leak. Yeah, there you go.
So I don't know if some of these will be funny and some of them might not be.
Yeah, Jen's,
way, you
yes.
can tell me I
we
fucking.
Need Jen's reaction
you
first.
Can tell me I suck.
Come on,
too.
Jen. You got this.
I love Jen. Leave yes. her alone. Look at her. She's like a little Lisa Loeb over there. Like,
don't talk to me. I'm shy.
You say.
So I know that's
that was really good.
It was. Steve's got a good voice.
You only hear
you
what,
only
I, want
hear what
to.
I want to.
Can we get some creep?
What? No, no, wait. That video was on MTV a lot. What other video did they show that summer that was on all the time? That
probably
Black Hole Sun was on all the time with it.
I was gonna say
that was
Green 94. Day.
Holy shit, that was 90.
Dookie,
regular
yeah,
Dookie,
no,
or no
basket
case
was on
yeah.
with it. Yeah.
Or, I'm probably in the wrong year. I don't
regulate.
Know.
Regulate.
Yeah, 94, 95.
Doug Warren G had to regulate.
Dun, dun, dun. It was a cold black night.
R.I.P.
It was a clear black night. Okay. A clear white moon. Warren G was on the streets trying to get upskirts for the Eve so I could get some funks rolling in my ride.
Tony, you know, Marcus has challenged you to a rap off.
He has. Ooh. I got to listen to that interview. I haven't listened yet. No offense, Marcus, but fuck you.
I didn't listen to it, Marcus, because I didn't want to get Rebirth.
Fucking.
That's what I was going to say.
Fucking Superman.
All the songs he's got. All right, fucking.
And the fucking Kryptonite, and he fucking killed him. And like,
he said he's got better taste in music, too.
Hey, real quick.
See, and what I envision,
fuck you, Marcus.
What I envisioned in this little segment was like little like heart music in the background that was like really soothing.
I thought you said heart, like as in the band Heart.
Hey, here's a real quick back to the Mary Day thing. This is one of my my buddy Pat. He does karaoke. He put out, you know, where the place is at tonight. Some girl comments. She goes, "I'm able to fuck my husband tonight, so I'm good."
Oh,
I'm like, what the?
That's on Twitter.
I'm so lost right now. I have no idea what's going on.
No, you know about like date night and stuff. Okay, she's like, yeah, you know,
Steve
hey,
replied, can you send me a pic?
It's not Twitter.
Yeah, it's Facebook.
Lori's at the exit.
Does he need a soundboard ready for your segment?
No, I envision like background music on it, but that's okay. You know,
okay.
Background music.
I envision like a nice little like heart music I found on YouTube.
Well, we can do that.
Oh, okay.
Very soothing. That's like almost massage.
Let's talk
music.
About something for like 45 seconds.
Well, he finds that. Okay.
Oh, well.
Find
or
something.
1 minute.
Okay.
Find something.
I hate that on when you're married you're on date night that sex is expected.
Ooh. What?
Oh. I don't hate that.
Oh, you know what? I just thought
I demand it.
Oh, wow. A married woman said that.
And I hate that I do it every time.
It's just not spontaneous.
It's not spontaneous.
Well, you know what's spontaneous is when you're making the kids breakfast there in the kitchen right over the island. Like, hey, guys, you want oatmeal? Oh, I can't give it to you.
Really?
Because daddy's pounding me over the island. Yeah. There's your spontaneity.
You want me to bring up something really fast that I was telling Jay earlier? We had a bathroom possible segment.
Oh, we forgot bathroom.
Oh,
I know.
No.
We got to do it.
We're doing bathroom.
Can we do both of them?
Yeah, do them both.
Let's do them both. Okay, let's do bathroom then.
All right, here's my bathroom etiquette thing. Okay. Because here we go.
See, we do, it's live podcast. We do whatever we want. Yeah.
You guys give me your opinion of this. No matter what, if he goes number one or number two, we got one guy at work. He will not wash his hands. All he'll use is the hand sanitizer. Is that okay?
No.
That is
not okay.
For one or two, I say. That's not okay.
There's a guy at work that will not even use the hand sanitizer.
He just walks out?
Yeah.
So we were at a restaurant. We'll just say one of his brothers works there.
Wait,
please.
Is this
hint,
like
hint?
By brother, do you mean he was black or...
No, no.
Oh, okay.
Do not say
brother
the,
from
do
the
not
same
say
mother.
The name of the restaurant.
No. Okay, okay.
Yeah. So we unfortunately sent our daughter in to use the restroom, but I had to go as well. So and so did his mom. So we walk in there, and there's a oversized.
She's a big girl.
Oversized woman
of big
color
girl.
That was sitting on the toilet. She had left.
Well, if she was standing, that would just be weird.
She had left her.
Okay, is it safe to say if there was an active shooter, she's fucked?
She left her... First off, she left her Subway sandwich sitting on the sink.
Oh!
It's just disgusting. Well,
wait,
anyway,
was it
wait,
wrapped
was it,
up?
Was it wrapped up?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter, but we want to know.
If there's six
details
inches unwrapped in the sink, it's a problem.
It was
right, that's how my mom got pregnant.
So she's sitting on the toilet. The stall is open. And she's just sitting there on the toilet.
Oh,
pants
boy.
Down.
Wow.
Pants down.
Oh.
And
cool.
I'm like,
no,
I,
it's not
do
okay.
Do you need help? I thought maybe something was wrong. Like, do you need help? And she's like, no, I'm fine. And she just sat there, and she stayed there, and we left the bathroom, and she just continued to stay there.
Not okay.
Not
okay at all.
Cops were called.
Cops were called. Was she homeless, I'm guessing? And just happened to walk in?
How did she buy the Subway? I don't know.
There's a way in through the restaurant.
There's a way
in
through
the
hotel.
Hotel.
Yes, I know. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a secret back door. Yes.
Yeah.
Kind of. Yeah.
So, yeah.
Hmm.
Not okay.
So, okay. Right. And then, okay, no, you got one. Okay.
Yes.
All right.
I don't.
So, I was walking by a coworker, and he's like, hey, did you get my text? And I said, no. He goes, well, look at this. And he pulls up a picture, and there's a picture of my...
of my balls in his mouth.
My pants are on my ankles, and you could tell from my tennis shoes and my belt. Okay. It was mine.
Oh,
and
he took a boy.
Picture. He took a picture of you while
you're doing. Oh, that's a little bit weird. Like,
he was in the stall next to me.
Jay's taking a shit.
Jay, you were taking a shit at work. Your friend was in the next stall over.
Yes.
And he took a picture of your pants.
And he was going to text it to me.
Ooh, that reminds me of something else, actually. That reminds me of something else. Okay, so two things from this week.
One,
I was sitting in the knuckle, which we all know it's City.
Yeah.
First floor knuckle.
First floor.
First. Okay.
Because it's very air conditioned and very cool in there.
It's freezing down there, dude.
It's very cold.
Like, if you're going to kill somebody, you stuff.
You don't have to worry about your stuff hitting the water.
I had eaten Chipotle the day before, so I'm like, I have to poop at about 8:40 this morning. So I did. And I went in there, and there's a guy sitting next to me.
Save it for his O segment.
And right...
Oh, no, this is some good music while I was talking about taking a poop.
Okay. And so right when I, you know, like I dropped my pants, and your pants are around your ankles. Your badge, if you have them on your...
That's what I was going to bring up.
Your badge is there. And so my face and my name are just facing him underneath the stall. So I, like, pick it up, and I shove it in my pocket. And I'm like, I know he saw that. Yeah. Now he knows exactly who he's pooping next to. Because it's like being on the internet and you having all your info out there and he's anonymous. I'm like, God damn it.
You have to sit there and tuck it in before you sit down.
The badge goes
in the
pocket.
I know, I did, but
down.
It fell back out.
Oh, it fell out.
Yeah.
I keep it in my wallet.
Because my badge is so big, you know.
Okay.
Do you have hooks on your doors? Do you have hooks on
your
doors?
We have just like a slide
on
the
back. Yeah. Why don't you just take it off and hang it up there?
The badge?
Well, I mean, it's
just... Yeah, that's what I do at work.
You put your badge...
Well, it's not a lavalier. I have mine on like a little...
It's a clip.
I keep mine in my wallet now and just...
I used to, yeah, right. Which I probably should now.
Talking to someone on your cell phone while sitting on the toilet.
Not okay.
Yeah.
Not okay.
And I also had another thing, which was, I think it was Monday. I was telling Jay earlier, which I almost took a picture of it in the stall because it was so bad. Somebody had wiped 3 or 4 times, so there was wadded up toilet paper in the corner of the handicap stall.
Oh, wait, in the corner of the bowl or in the corner of
the stall? On the floor. Okay. Oh. So it had, of course, Alabama Hot Pocket all over it.
Oh.
And
how does it even happen, first off? I've never experienced.
Well, even once you're like, what the fuck? So this is obviously intentional because it was also smeared down the wall on the tile.
Oh.
So then that made me think, and I go, who the fuck do we work with?
Savages, maybe?
Yeah. It's like some guy goes, fuck you, cleaning people. And, like, he had to have purposely done that. They just threw all of this shit in the corner.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's fucking weird, isn't it?
Who?
And
why?
I almost took a photo and just sent it to all of you, like, seriously, this is what's
I will
in
grab
here right
toilet
now.
Paper and wipe the floor so my pants don't sit in it.
Oh, yeah.
And then
I'll
slide
see
it off
that.
To the side. I won't pick it back up. But,
We have weirder problems than. Because a lot
I
of girls,
dealt with a lot of,
I mean,
like
they'll
the
sit no matter
yes,
what.
In a
so
stall.
We're, but we're
in
always
stall,
like,
wipe the floor. Who's pissing on the floor?
We work with savages.
Who's wiping their ass on the wall?
Okay, because here's a problem at our work: guys piss on the seat. I'm like, why are first of all
oh,
in
yeah,
a stall
they do that
pissing
all
on the seat?
Toner, I'm gonna go take a shit real quick.
On your floor.
Because that's an issue. If you gotta go and you don't have time to put the barrier down, which a barrier is required.
The ass gasket?
You gotta put the ass gasket down, but let's say you have a true emergency like that.
You're done.
There's piss all over the seat. You gotta make
why
the decision.
Just wipe it up.
You do, but it's what. It's just.
The thing is, it's not like it's a little kid that was in there like,
exactly.
I don't know how to poop yet. No, it's like a, you know, probably a 30 or 40 year old asshole weirdo that's probably listens to our podcast. So thank you very much if you're listening.
Pretty nasty. Bathroom etiquette for I'm sure these other women can understand.
I've heard women's bathrooms are
they're
worse
disgusting.
Than men's.
They are.
Gross.
Which I don't know
it.
Why still to this day.
It's disgusting. They just leave things sitting in the toilet like for all people see.
Feminine hygiene products?
Feminine hygiene. Use
babies.
Feminine hygiene products.
Oh.
Hey, wait. Take your page. I don't want to look at that anymore.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. There's a dick
giant
on my page.
Dildo on
yeah,
his page.
I forgot about that. There is a dildo on my page. It was a dick.
Why?
Well, I was looking at the Charlie Sheen condom.
Oh.
I'll look up real dicks now.
My bathroom etiquette story is it's kind of funny. There's just, he may be a cool guy. I'm not dissing him, but he's just this meathead looking dude in the knuckle on the third floor. So I take the long way to the bathroom because I fucking hate my job and I try to get away from my desk as long as I possibly can. So I walk 500 feet too fucking far to the bathroom.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. So. There's this dude.
You walk past the cat photo in the front.
Yeah. The Burrier not? Wait.
There's
Curry?
A cat photo on the wall?
There's a photo.
Is this like one of those inspirational cat photos?
No, it's like a It's like a framed Courier. Photo of a cat head.
Yeah, it's Courier and Ives, right?
Yeah, it's up by Tony's desk.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, I know I'm in the right spot.
That reminds me of the Christmas song, like a picture print from Courier.
I don't know what
Adam,
was,
whatever.
Yeah.
But anyway, I'm in the fucking knuckle. This is Meathead, dude, so he's pissing in the urinal. That's what I'm doing. Not the same urinal, obviously. That'd be weird. So,
don't cross the streams.
Yeah, don't cross the streams. Yeah. So he's done peeing. He walks to the sink, literally turns the fucking, you know, knob, turns it off immediately. Like, as soon as the water hits his hand, turns it off, walks to the hand dryer. It goes, Dsh! He puts his hand underneath it just enough, long enough to activate it, and then walks out. I'm like, huh.
Which is funny because he's like assuming everybody else in the bathroom's like, oh, good, that guy washes his hands.
Yeah. He like, literally turns like, it on know. Just for the water to make contact with his hands.
People are so,
then puts it underneath
people are
of
fucking
it
stupid.
For the fucking hand dryer to turn on and then walks out. I'm like, yeah, your hands are totally clean, bro.
There's so many that just what walk straight fuck? Out of the okay. stall, out of the bathroom and don't.
I'd rather him just yeah. fucking walk out. It's
might
just
as
like,
well. It's the same thing.
Yeah, like, you didn't women clean shit,
too.
Dude.
Women do it, too. They right. walk right out.
Here's a question, guys at the urinal. Have you reached the age where you don't care if you fart at the urinal now? You just let it rip? Or do you still hold it in?
No.
You hold it in?
Yeah.
All right. Jay, do you still hold it in at the urinal? Farts. Do you hold them in or you let them go?
Oh, let them go.
Let them go? What do you do? Let them
at
go
what?
Or hold them in? Farts at the urinal. Do you hold them in or let them go?
Oh, I hold them in usually, unless
in?
I'm the only one in there.
Oh,
I lift a leg.
Jeez.
Steve,
but
you
know
saying?
What? I probably, I don't see why I do because all the old men
when you're at the urinal,
rip
do you hold them in or let them rip?
If I'm by myself, I just let it go, man.
So you have to be by yourself, though.
Yeah.
If there's someone else that you have that you hold them in, though.
Well, I mean, yeah, but if you're in the stall, you just like you're like ah.
Even in the stall, yeah. it's expected to be.
But you know what okay. though? There's yeah. All the older men that are in there. They'll rip them. They don't care if anybody's in there. And when they pee, they also go ha
Hand up on the wall.
Yeah, they do. They put their forearm on the wall.
What about the dude who puts both hands on his fucking hips?
Well,
we got
to those are the ultra confident men.
Yeah, it's like
he's like, well, I don't want
Stan?
It to hit the bottom.
Do you remember Stan?
Yeah,
Stan was I call him in the Superman piss. It's called the Superman
yeah,
piss. You stand there with both hands on your hip and you just like, yeah. yeah.
You see that at sporting events sometimes. That's a lot of confidence, and you're dropping dong at that point. You're hanging dong, yeah.
So this is kind of ridiculous, and you know, women
ridiculous.
Don't ever, women don't fart.
Dick,
it just doesn't happen. But when it does. And you're in the bathroom, like, you wait until everybody leaves the bathroom before you open the stall so nobody knows you did
it. Oh, that's commonplace. That's common knowledge. Yeah. You don't, you keep an anonymity all
you,
the way to
you
the
stay in the stall until no one else is out there.
Yeah, of course.
Well, it's
you don't,
like
you
a
don't
guy.
Look each other
in
the eye.
It's like a guy, you don't look at another man's shoes while you're in the stall because you're like, I know you're a pooper next to me, dude.
And then you hope and pray none of them are in the break room. Wait, you know, still doing some business to watch you walk.
They're in there. They're like, oh, my God, I heard you queef right next to me. That was so loud. It was so loud.
Does that happen, queefing, while you're going? Okay.
No.
Let's not talk about it.
It well, it probably about. Was if you were munging the night before.
Hashtag mung.
Hashtag mung. Hashtag
be the first to tweet at us, and we'll see.
Why,
yeah,
why?
If you didn't listen to our episode before this, you need to now.
Yeah.
More
they
views.
Don't have to worry.
Hashtag bung, and I'll wire you $1,000 from an Irish bank account in the UK.
After
hashtag
you send us your
Brexit.
Social security number, yeah.
yeah.
Ar, were you munging out there tonight?
Oh, fuck. Where are we at on time anyway?
We're going,
this will probably be like an
it's
hour.
It's an hour and 15 minutes.
Yeah. Oh. Do we have anything we have to cover? Or are we good?
No, that was it. We hit.
No, we have one more O.
He's got his O's.
Oh, shit. Go. Oh. Go, quickly.
Yeah, fuck, wait, Matt. Wait. Matt goes, no, we're done for the night.
No, I meant to get to what you
Oh, okay.
I have some married people sex that I'm not going to have tonight.
No, because I don't know what we're doing after this, actually, tonight. Apparently, according to what I thought, Matt said we were going to have an orgy.
I'm snorting so much coke. It's going to be like December.
I'm
going to
snort
bitch.
Coke and jump off your roof.
Yes.
And then I'm going to go have sex with that puppy next door.
Good call.
I'm
go.
Just joking.
I'm not going to snort coke.
It's a full-grown dog.
It's a full-grown dog. It's not a puppy.
It's of consent.
Let's go.
Saw that horse video earlier.
So
here's a new segment called O on the Nerdcast Podcast on your regular dialogue. Here's Joe Dust coming to you live from the Side B Studios. That sounded really gay.
It did. Because you said
Pride Month. It's okay.
LGBT.
Pride Month.
Okay, so I'm just going to run through.
Oh, like music, Steve.
Sorry.
Steve.
Music.
Do you want to give me some ambiance in the background?
Get in the music.
Sound guy failed.
No. I was responding to a text.
Ooh. Yeah.
He's been sultry all night.
I know. Steve's kind of burning me on the entire night.
Steve wants to get something.
Steve, do you want to introduce my O segment?
This is the Nerdcat Podcast with Joe's segment, O.
Wow, that sounded really good.
Delilah. Okay.
We've got a request.
Nicely done, dude. Pretty good. All right, sorry, go ahead.
For all you lovers out there.
So I'm just going to recap just a few highlights from the last 2 months since we've podcasted. Really?
Too soon jokes, right?
And then after I say, well, yeah, for the most part. And then after that, hopefully, you can promptly reply, oh. And that's really all the segment is.
Yeah, very loudly.
It's pretty easy. Aside from Steve.
Come on, Jen, you're the first one to go.
Aside from Steve introducing me in his sex voice.
That's his Delilah voice.
Okay. So, you guys, wait, should I read in a normal voice or like a sex voice?
Or Casey Kasem voice. Could you do Casey Kasem?
Stand by. We have a new guest coming in for the segment.
No, yeah, do Delilah style.
Yeah.
Delilah style.
What's Delilah?
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome.
Just, I mean, quite
okay, okay. It's like so, you guys, the U.S. men's soccer team made a valiant run in the Copa America tourney this year. Just as things were looking up, the U.S. suffered a back-breaking loss to Argentina in the semifinals, and I say it was back-breaking because it looked like Freddie Gray versus the Baltimore Police Department.
Oh! Man.
Shit.
Yeah, okay, there.
Aaron wasn't impressed with that one.
That was very topical.
It doesn't matter.
It was, all of these are topical.
Why does she not like it?
Who cares? Go!
During Donald Trump's visit to Scotland, a protester threw a golf ball with a swastika at the Republican nominee. To his credit, he tried to catch the ball, but honestly, with those hands, it was probably trying to like catch a bowling ball.
Because
he has small hands. Fuck. Okay, that one.
Oh.
Okay, so they said the TSA security lines at airport are so bad that some people have been waiting 2 hours just to get through security. Reports indicate that passenger traffic... Oh, fuck. I said the words traffic and report in the same sentence, and Steve already has his Twitter pulled up. All right, never...
Oh!
That would have been funnier with the last podcast.
Sorry.
Okay. Bernie Sanders recently endorsed Hillary Clinton for president, stating she'll get his vote if it's effectively a vote against Donald Trump. Bernie Sanders also noted, plus, she kind of reminds me of my granddaughter.
Oh!
All right, I only have a few more.
Okay.
Upon the news of Brexit, Texans took to social media to propose their own exit, aptly titled Texit. While this would certainly affect the beef industry in the U.S., it would also cut inbreeding by
44%. Oh!
Kobe! Kobe! All right, Brexit also caused the stock market to plummet, but one company's stock that wasn't negatively affected was Walmart. This might have to do with the fact that most Walmart employees have no idea what the fuck Europe is located in.
Oh!
I said that backwards. I typed it. I had a typo at work.
Oh, nicely done.
All right. Well, I'm not getting laid tonight. Anton Yelkin, he's dead now at the age of 27. He finally caught his break, but unfortunately, his Jeep Grand Cherokee couldn't.
Oh!
Was that the closer? Was that the closer? Oh, that would have been a good closer. Wow. That's a good closer right there.
At a Disney World resort, a 2-year-old was dragged into the water and eaten by a gator. Who was watching him? The FBI?
Oh!
And in the last one, speaking of which, whoops. I didn't type this one out because I was at work and I didn't want to get in trouble. Speaking of which, the FBI, if Orlando taught us anything, it's that when a radical Islamic jihadist walk into a bar, when they order shots for everyone, you have to be a little more specific.
Oh!
My goodness.
Jesus.
Well...
That was good background music, Steve.
Yay!
Nicely done for the oh segment.
This previous segment was brought to you by Tony is a fuckface.
You should have played the O face for fucking Office Space. You and operating the fucking soundboard.
Itchy. I can't do it all at once, motherfucker.
What you should learn. Cocksucker. Joe, nice of them with the O segment. That's going to have to be a staple now, the Nerdcast podcast.
Pressure's on.
I know, really. Yeah.
We have to wait every 2 months to do it, though. Yeah. To get more material.
Yeah. Well, we'll be back on by October, so you got plenty of time.
Halloween episode, bitches.
How many days is it, Toner? I know you keep track.
Oh, hold on. I'm going to have a loud noise going to my microphone here. The Halloween countdown is...
What the?
Wow. 127 days, 1 hour, 0 minutes, and 20 seconds. Shit. It's a long way away.
No, it's coming sooner than you think.
Yeah.
I always come sooner than you think.
Delilah.
All right.
That's pretty unfortunate.
Yeah.
Got to get my work out of the way quick. I got places to go.
I'm assuming we're done after that segment.
We are done.
Yeah.
Well, what about you guys, Steve? You got one more thing to come?
Hold on here. We're 50 minutes there.
You got one more topic? Yeah. Let's go.
What time are we at?
About an hour 25.
Oh, my God!
That's good.
They've unsubscribed.
Wrap her up, Tony.
Okay. Unless you got something last 5 minutes, like myself, we should probably end this. Why do you keep pinching me?
Let's make like the UK and...
Brexit! That's a terrible joke. Fuck you, UK. No, I applaud
Tony
you.
Tony does not like anybody, man.
I don't like anybody. I'm glad they left. I wanted the market to tank. Like, I wanted City to give me a package so I could take 5 months off and just jerk it to fucking Nickelodeon Junior.
Junior. Whoa. Okay.
Junior.
Wait a minute.
Like, that makes it...
We got a little darker this segment.
Oh, sorry. I forgot what I... Never mind. Anyway.
I have people skills. I am good at dealing with people. Can't you understand that? What the hell is wrong with you people?
I am all about customer service.
Thank you for listening.
Thanks, everyone, for listening to Hmong. And
Hmong talk.
Hmong talk, yeah.
Should we let Lori say something since she's finally here?
No. She's here. Oh, hey, Lori.
Wow.
Sorry. Okay. Episode 31.
She showed up. Time for the orgy to start.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yes. These pants are going to take... They're not going to take themselves off.
Okay. Well, that's it. Right? Right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. 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 Time to go. I apologize for my alcohol consumption and my... Random outburst.
Alcoholic consumption?
Who fucking cares?
He consumed an alcoholic in his butthole.
Okay. I'm cool with that.
Is that like shooting heroin up your butt? Does it work faster?
Is there any other way to shoot heroin, Matt? Wait. Jesus Christ.
You've heard of the rum tampon, right?
What?
You soak a tampon in rum and then
stick it up your butt?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I know what I'm doing in Vegas quicker. Next time we go.
Oh.
Let's end the episode so I can try it. No,
okay, yeah. Party time. Thank you, everybody, for listening to episode 31 of the Nerdcast podcast, Not Your Regular Dialogue. Be sure to check us out online at nerdcast.com. That's NYRDCAST.com. You can also find us on the social media at Nerdcast, especially on Twitter and Instagram. There's pictures of alcohol on there. And, you know, other shit. At Nerdcast. NYRDCAST. We're also on Facebook. Fucking Google it. That's what Zuckerberg does, right? Right? Probably?
Probably.
Steve Jobs?
Well, he's getting
away.
Hit. Yeah.
He's burning in hell, right?
We might go Hmong him in a little while.
Oh, Lori will be more than happy to help you.
Okay.
She'll be jumping off the tombstone with the elbow drop.
Hardest parts determine if you're the loser or the winner.
we're also a part, for now, of the Inside Joke Outside Voice Podcast Network. Be sure to check out IJOV.net
That's where we are and these other podcasts, too, I guess.
Fucking spit it out, goddammit.
IJOV. I said the website, right? I can't
IJOV.
Remember. Okay, great. All right, thanks for listening or whatever. I go by the name of Toner. Toner, right? T-O-N-E-R. Sure.
I don't care anymore. I'm Joe Dust. Sorry about the poop vagina talk.
This is Jay.
Matt.
Sound guy Steve. So until next time, do whatever it is you do. Peace.
See ya!
I didn't know this town had so many slugs.
What you do at the end? I didn't
know. This is the Nerdcat Podcast with Joe's segment. Oh.
Wow, that sounded really good.
Delilah. Okay.
That shit's coming off on a penis. Am I right? I'm right.
Things go well, I might be showing her my O face. You know what I'm talking about.
Is this recording?
This is Radiant from Acadia.
I just want you to get better.